a really enjoyable game. Unfortunately, delayed for about 40 minutes because one of the Hollywood players had dislocated his elbow, and he seemed to have difficulty getting off the ground, or he wasn't prepared to get off the ground. But eventually the ambulance came, and the ambulance men, they got rid of him, and the game then proceeded. But the hold-up didn't seem to do Strabane any harm, because at that stage it was 7-0. And then the second half, it was pretty hard fought, as you can imagine. And Strabane, of course, having won two in a row, and yesterday made it three in a row, and they now lie second in that division. And I was chatting with Paul O'Kane, the new coach, who did a great job down at Limavady for a number of years. And he certainly, in the short space of time he's been with them, you can see the difference, especially in the back line, where there's a real cohesion. They always had big, strong forwards, and he's managed to manipulate it. And really, it was the forwards that won the game. All the tries came from scrums. The first one was a pushover try, and then in the final 20 minutes, they took over, and they had a penalty try from a 5-metre scrum. And with 5 minutes to go, a penalty, and they took another scrum, and over they went. So that was three tries they got, winning out by 21 points to 7. So very, very impressive from Strabane, and I think they can only get better. And certainly in that particular league at the run, it'll be interesting to see just how they do. Ballymoney, who the team came down, probably the strongest at the moment. But give Strabane another couple of months under Paul O'Kane, and I think things will be getting even better.
And that Division 3, that's also the division that has Letterkenny.
Letterkenny, unfortunately, they have had a bit of a reverse start. They haven't won a game yet. They travelled, or they were home again yesterday to Cavan, but Cavan turned out winners by 32 points to 20. And really, it's a young Letterkenny side, but the fact that they registered to 20 points will be pleasing in a sense. But, I mean, it's just a matter now of trying to build for the rest of the season. But even one victory in the next week, for instance, would give them that wee bit of confidence, because it's not easy going out every Saturday knowing you haven't registered a win.
Just looking at some other scores, Ulster Provincial 5, Inishowen 8, Malone 27, that was Malone Forts, so Inishowen, by the looks of things, finding it tough also.
Yeah, that's a strange league, Chris, because you said, you know, Malone Forts, but you don't know what sort of players are on that team. There's a lot of players who have maybe retired from a higher level, and it's more of a social side. But even though it's a social side, there's a lot of guys there that know the score, and certainly, you know, it's difficult, but they will have difficulty. And again, like a lot of clubs, you know, try to keep a settled side is the main thing, because sometimes people are away from home, can't get back, or somebody may have to move, and that's one of the problems. In the Rugby Championship too, Chris, another very impressive result for Limavady, building on their good start this season. They travelled to Dunahady and won by 39 points to 12, so certainly that is an excellent result. And in the Rugby, the Conference One, this is the old Qualifying League One, but you have three second 15s in it. Oma travelled, were home to Ballinahinch, but Ballinahinch seconds just a wee bit too strong, won by 19 points to 12. And then in the old junior section, Letterkenny seconds were beaten by Enniskillen 27-0. The Omagh Strabane game was called off because Omagh couldn't field a side, and City of Derry proved a wee bit too strong for anyone by 21 points to 12. But certainly, from City, I should have mentioned, of course, City of Derry's game in the All-Ireland League Division 2B. They travelled to Armagh yesterday and lost out by 18 points to 6. Actually, second half, apparently they played reasonably well, because Armagh are a side who are on the build. But it was two Neil Burns penalties in the second half, but Armagh promising just too strong. Next week at Judges Road is a real game. It'll sort it out, because Thomond and Derry are the two bottom sides in that division. None of them have got any points. They meet at Judges Road, so it's a great chance maybe from City of Derry's point of view to try and get a victory, although Thomond will be coming very determined. But that really is a make or break game in a sense for both clubs at this early stage of the season.
And one other score I see in Regional 1, Cookstown 57, Finnvalley 0. Moving on to the Pro 12 League, Connacht losing again, going down 17-8 against Scarlets. Good win for Munster over Edinburgh.
Very good. When I watched the Scarlets Connacht game last night, and it was, you know, it was even Stephen, but then Liam Williams, the Welsh winger, who's just a tremendous player. I mean, pound for pound, he must be as good a player as there is around. He managed to get over for that vital second score for him, and that gave the Scarlets that win. And Connacht at the moment with no results, and I mean, even the week before in the Zebre game, they were losing out in that one whenever it was abandoned. So, I mean, it just shows you that from the highs to the low, last year Connacht could do no wrong. This year at the moment, they just cannot seem to get a victory, but I'm sure that will certainly come. You mentioned Munster, very impressive result there against Edinburgh, getting a bonus of a point tries as well, and because Alan Solomons has had that Edinburgh side going well. So Ronnie Erasmus, the South African, and has done well, and with the Ireland players coming back, good result for them. I would say the Leinster's 31-19 demolition of the Ospreys at taped that game and watched it yesterday, and you know, it was all over at half time, 24 points to nil. The Ospreys did come back with three late scores, but really at that stage Leinster were down to 14 men, and significant. And of course the other one was that Ulster had a tremendous result away in Glasgow. At one stage you wondered if Ulster were ever going to win, because the couple of tries disallowed, and then they got a penalty try. Glasgow took the lead, having only about 30% of the game, but Ulster came back strongly. They did show in that first half that if they can play to that potential, that they're going to be certainly a team to reckon with, and surely I would think that Blaise Kiss will be delighted. And next Saturday night at the Kingspan in Belfast is probably the top of the table clash where the Ospreys meet Ulster. The winners of that, of course, will be very confident, and it'll be 5 out of 5 for whichever team. But Cardiff are the team that nobody's really thinking about. They're actually top at the moment, along with Ulster, on 17 points. Ospreys 15, Leinster, Munster 14, Glasgow 12. So even after four games, Chris, it's a bit like last year. It looks as if there's going to be 6 or 7 teams, and it's going to matter. Each point over the next games are going to matter, because at the end of the season, bonus points, as we know, can be very vital. But it's a great competition at the moment, and certainly Munster, Ulster and Leinster seem to be having their form at the moment. Unfortunately, for Connacht's point of view, it's not so good, because there's only another 2 or 3 games before they're into the Champions Cup, and I'm sure Connacht will want to get into that competition on the back of a win.